Neurology and Language, a quick look at NLP. There's something almost compulsive about being a writer, and if you define yourself with that word, even secretly, you probably can't remember a time when you weren't writing something. Personally, I count the scribbled diary entries that I hid under my pillow at age 8, and the self-conscious poetry I sighed over at 14. University essays fall into that category almost as much as the news articles I wrote for the Queen's Journal student newspaper. I probably should have been writing essays, reading more research papers, or listening in on extra lectures. Couldn't help myself. As time blossomed and my experience deepened, I began a quest to learn as much as I possibly could about language and its importance in the human experience. I learned French and Spanish well enough to argue with insurance salespeople, and I tossed in a bit of German and Italian as well. I'm currently working on improving my fluency in German and Italian just for fun. I took creative writing classes and waded into the mysteries of Canadianization, search engine optimization, and content marketing. I operate on the theory that all learning is valuable, especially when it comes to writing. But one area of study that has become my go-to tool for much of the writing and editing I do these days is neuro-linguistic programming, otherwise known as NLP. NLP seeks to codify the relationship between neurology, language, and behavior. It's often used in therapy, sports coaching, and business, where its focus on goal setting and performance is both elegant and effective. I find it invaluable in creating depth and interest in my writing. Here's an example. You've no doubt heard that people are kinesthetic, audio, or visual learners, and that tutors, teachers, and educational coaches use that information to help students in school. NLP broadens the reach of that information by explaining that we use these three representational systems to sort, store, and access information about the world around us every minute of every day. NLP identifies a fourth representational system, the auditory digital, as being present in about 5% of the population, me among them, and there are two more, the olfactory and the gustatory, as being present in small numbers of people, too few to be statistically significant for most applications. As business people, decision makers, communicators, salespeople, and support staff, we can use that information to create rapport with our audiences so they will feel comfortable with us and with our message. This is the first step in the journey towards influence. As a writer, I incorporate the words into my work that will ring true with people who default to each of the three main sensory systems. A project should feel appropriate, sound impressive, and look solid. NLP offers countless other patterns that connect language and results, and some spin-off areas, like personality profiling and hypnosis, delve even more deeply into the psychology of success. These are powerful tools, and their versatility never ceases to amaze me. It's an exciting time to be a writer. Opportunities for learning abound, and if we keep our eyes and ears open to new ways to improve, there's no end to the doors language can open. If you'd like more information about how I can bring my skills to work on behalf of your organization as a writer, editor, or writing coach, please check out my website at www.crossmancommunications.com or email me directly at susan@crossmancommunications.com. And thanks for listening.